Thunderstorms can produce dark gray clouds and blazing flashes of white lightning. But above all that, things are much more colorful. University of Alaska Fairbanks PhD student Jason Arnes says pilots have reported bright red flashes of light above thunderstorms for decades.
Some people kind of dismiss those as people seeing things because nobody had any real evidence.
Until now. Arnes is part of a team of researchers who spent the summer flying over Oklahoma, Kansas, and the Midwest aboard a National Center for Atmospheric Research aircraft. They're photographing sprites.
And they're just this weird alien jellyfish-looking shape.
Sprites are actually the result of positively charged lightning. They usually appear bright red in photos, but they also show off hints of blue light.
It's basically a glow, kind of like a fluorescent light bulb, where there's a big electric field, electric potential in the atmosphere, and it just makes the atoms up there glow.
But spotting a sprite is the ultimate challenge. They occur almost too quickly for the human eye to detect.
So they're over in a few milliseconds. So if you blink at the wrong time, it's gone. But they are really large. It really impressed me how big they were. And so we're flying like 100 miles away from it, and it's still big enough to go from the top and bottom of my vision all the way.
Normal cameras aren't fast enough to capture a sprite as it develops.
So we use these high-speed cameras so that we can watch the sprite develop in time. And the idea there is to see how these little streams coming off of it, how they propagate through the atmosphere, and what they're made of, what kind of atoms they're exciting to make this light. And we can determine more about what causes sprites and what effect they might have on the rest of the atmosphere.
Arnes posted photos and video of sprites he captured this summer to his blog. What happened next was unexpected. He started getting calls and emails from the Washington Post, the Atlantic Cities Project, and even NPR's breaking news blog, The Two-Way.
You know, I kind of figured it would make the rounds on the science news sites because it's kind of interesting, but I didn't really expect it to go mainstream, and I didn't expect this many people to be interested. And I guess it just shows how much the general public is interested in this kind of thing if you can just get it out there to them.
The research team took more than 11,000 photos during a single flight just this week. They'll be evaluated along with thousands of others as part of a joint research effort between UAF, the U.S. Air Force, and the National Science Foundation. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwenk.